Biblical Theology, Chapter 3, Continued. The Ministry of the Holy Spirit. Creation. The Holy Spirit was active in the creation of the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. Thou sendest forth thy Spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. Psalms 104, verse 30. Scriptures. The Holy Spirit's ministry involves the written Word of God, which is also called the Holy Scriptures or the Holy Bible. The Holy Spirit ministered by revelation. He spoke to human writers the message of God. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. Inspiration. He guided these writers so the message would be accurate. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 to 17. Illumination. He enlightens human hearts to understand the message of the gospel. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. John chapter 14, verse 26. Israel. The nation of Israel was chosen by God as a people through whom he could reveal himself and fulfill his master plan in the world. It was through Israel that the Messiah came to save men from sin. From Jerusalem, the capital of Israel, the gospel message spread throughout the world. The ministry of the Holy Spirit to Israel is evident from the very beginning of the nation. The Holy Spirit came upon the leaders of Israel. There are too many examples of this to list all of the incidents as part of this manual. As you study the Old Testament, you will note many references to the Spirit of the Lord coming upon leaders, priests, prophets, kings, and his people. Came upon Israel's places of worship. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Exodus chapter 40, verse 34. And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of the Lord. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 10. Guided them to the promised land. Thou gavest also thy good spirit to instruct them, and withheldest not thy manna from their mouth, and gavest them water for their thirst. Yea, 40 years didst thou sustain them in the wilderness, so that they lacked nothing. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 20. Will come upon Israel during the tribulation. The tribulation is a future time of great trouble on the earth, during which God will place a special mark of protection on Israel. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Revelation chapter 7, verses 2-4. Will come upon Israel during the millennium. The millennium is 1,000 years of peace during which Jesus will reign on the earth. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplications. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him, as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him, as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. Satan. The Holy Spirit is the restraining spiritual force that limits the power of Satan. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19. When the Holy Spirit is removed from the world, then the spirit of the Antichrist, an evil world ruler, will seize control for a period of time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 7 through 12. Jesus. The ministry of the Holy Spirit was evident in the life of Jesus. Jesus was conceived by the Spirit. And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Luke chapter 1, verse 35. Now the birth of Jesus was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 and 20. Anointed by the Spirit. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 9. Sealed by the Spirit. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. John chapter 6, verse 27. Led by the Spirit. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. Empowered by the Spirit. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come upon you. Matthew chapter 12, verse 28. Filled by the Spirit. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Luke chapter 4, verse 1. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. John chapter 3, verse 34. Troubled in the Spirit. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the Spirit and was troubled. John chapter 11, verse 33. Rejoiced in the Spirit. In that hour Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Luke chapter 10, verse 29. Offered through the Spirit. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. Raised by the Spirit. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. Romans chapter 1, verse 4. Commanded his disciples through the Spirit until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Acts chapter 1, verse 2. Sinners. The Holy Spirit's ministry concerning sinners was described by Jesus. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and they see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. John chapter 16, verses 7 through 11. The Church. The Holy Spirit serves several purposes in the Church. He formed it. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 through 22. Inspires its worship. For we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Philippians chapter 3, verse 3. Directs its missionary activities. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near, and join thyself to this chariot. Acts chapter 8, verse 29. Now when they had gone throughout Phrygia, in the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. After they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia. But the Spirit suffered them not. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. Acts chapter 16, verses 6, 7, and 10. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia. From thence they sailed to Cyprus. Acts chapter 13, verses 2 and 4. Selects its ministers. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock, over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Anoints its preachers. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4. Guides its decisions. For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things. Acts chapter 15, verse 28. Baptizes it with power. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Believers. The Holy Spirit serves an important purpose in the lives of believers. He convicts. It is the Holy Spirit that convicts of sin to draw men and women to Jesus. You cannot become a believer without this ministry of the Spirit. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and he has seen me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. John chapter 16, verses 8 through 11. Regenerates. The Holy Spirit changes your life when you become a not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Titus chapter 3, verse 5. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. John chapter 3, verses 3 to 7. Sanctifies. The Holy Spirit takes the person who has been changed by the new birth experience and enables them to live righteously. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. Baptizes. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts chapter 2, verse 4. Dwells within. The purpose of this indwelling is to strengthen the new nature received through salvation. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Strengthens. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. Unites. The Holy Spirit makes a believer one in spirit with God and other believers. This is called the unity of the Spirit. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being made, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 13. Intercedes. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Jude 20. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Guides. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. John chapter 16, verse 13. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Demonstrates love. The Holy Spirit shows the love of Christ to and through the believer. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Conforms to the image of Christ. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Reveals truth. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. Teaches. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye not need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. 1 John 2, verse 27. Assures of salvation. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 16. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. 1 John chapter 3, verse 24. Gives liberty. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Romans chapter 8, verse 2. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Comforts. And walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 9, verse 31. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him. For he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. John chapter 14, verses 17 and 26. Quickens. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken, empower, give new life, resurrect your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Speaks. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate. But whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye. For it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. Mark chapter 13, verse 11. Demonstrates God's power. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 4 to 5. Inspires worship. God is a Spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. John chapter 4, verse 24. Empowers for witnessing. The power to witness is the true evidence that one has been baptized in the Holy Spirit. But ye shall receive power, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Gives spiritual gifts and fruit. The Holy Spirit gives spiritual gifts to believers. These are specific abilities to enable them to function effectively as part of the church. The Holy Spirit also develops spiritual fruit in a believer's life. Spiritual fruit refers to the nature of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer.